Yeah, we can vote, we can call out any one of these items and vote separately on that, so we can do that.
Within the, I think he's referring to within, like, the resolution, so that we could vote on all the fee increases except the two that are in question. We could do that?
I think I'm answering technically, yes, we can.
Okay.
Because I understand your point is to provide clarity.
What's that? You got to speak into the
okay. I thought it was close enough.
It's a terrible system today, so.
I understand the point was to provide clarity as to income, so we could get a better picture, maybe not the full picture right now, but a better picture if we were to pass everything else except these two, maybe.
That's probably right. Let's hear from a couple of other trustees and see if we can build some consensus here. Because what's that? That side of the room, and then we're going to put the new trustee on the spot here.
I truly wish that we could just vote and get it over with, but I guess the more we're talking about it, the more I can see that we have created a side story that we don't really want to have. I mean, I don't like to have the board in any way coming across as if, you know, we're not taking into account as what is raised as a serious concern by one of our three student trustees. So, you know, again, we're all saying the same thing. We wish this had been caught earlier, and we could fix it really fast. I look in the resolution, and there's a representation that the action recommended complies with applicable state and federal laws, University of Illinois statutes, the general rules, and the Board of Trustees policies and directives. So, you know, you like to think that somebody really reviewed them all and you know, made sure that that was the case. But sitting here today, I don't know if there's a real, you know, we failed to do something that we should have, or there's just a miscommunication. But in any event, we've got a disagreement here, and unless we have to do it, you know, to meet funding requirements or, you know, get bills out or pay bills, I'd say March 23rd would be okay.
Okay. Tim, do you have any?
I agree with Pam and Jim, and I think Charles has a good idea. We could pass all the fees other than those two in contention and just to muddle the waters even more, I'm going to abstain on that item anyways because I have two daughters who are students, and I don't want any concern for conflict of interest. But if I were to vote, I'd say let's do it. I agree with Charles' suggestion.
Or strife in the house when your kids come home. What did you do to us?
Yeah, that's right.
We appreciate your thoughtfulness in abstaining, but it's helpful to have your comments. Tricia, do you have any thoughts on any of this? You're welcome to.
No, I actually agree with Pamela and with Mr. Montgomery. I think that, as I understand it, two-thirds of the student population, or at least two of the three student representatives, have indicated that their students have been represented on the issue, but we have one area that hasn't. And so I think that in order to be fair, we should allow for them to have some say in this. I don't think that, I think I agree with him that if we at least give them a say, we give them the information, then we don't have this issue. The next time we make it clear what our intent is, and then the next time we don't have this problem. So I would agree.
Karen?
Being dangerous and doing this, I'd like to see us go ahead and vote on them today. We have a policy. We have not abused the policy, and I think we'd be setting a bad precedent for bringing up things at the last minute. We have set up a great communication program for raising issues. We've had this in front of us for
a week,
8 days or so, or 10 days, and I just worry about, you know, things coming up in the future and starting a precedent of putting things off when we have not done anything wrong. And I think we should definitely invite the students to see if the policy should be changed in the future, and would be very open to that. But I agree that we've come here today trying to look forward and get a budget in conjunction with what's happened at the state level, and I don't see a good reason to put it off.
I just want to make clear, though, that that myself personally, I agree 100% with what Pam was saying before, and that I don't feel that we've, especially after hearing what I've heard, I don't think that the board or the people who drafted the resolution have acted in any way that would be against policy or anything. I think that they're fully in the right to do that. I bring it to the board's attention only because of the nature of student fees, that there is a general feeling and sentiment from the students. If we want to keep them and we want to continue to get new ones and keep getting these great projects for our campuses, that I feel that if there is any sort of discretion, any sort of thing that we can catch in time, and I also apologize for the lateness of this on behalf of the student body too, because this is the first meeting that they had with us with our agendas, and they passed this that night. So I think that's pretty fast for anything in the university. So I don't think they meant to surprise anybody with it. I think they were more surprised themselves. They were over break when most of this was going through, and then suddenly they acted as soon as they could.
I would like one point of clarification as to why the two campuses have discussed it, reached a resolution, the other campus hasn't. What's the difference in timing and policy that has precluded Champaign-Urbana from addressing the issue the other two campuses have?
I mean, I would take a guess at that answer. I think in 2006, some very smart people said to themselves, let's create a funding source into the future, and then we'll figure out how to spend it. We'll create one committee that imposes the 2.5% or with inflation adjusted, and we'll always have a pot of money, and then we'll give that pot of money to another group and decide how to spend it. And that will absolve future student trustees and others from the burden of simultaneously having to decide where to spend it and how to raise it. And if you can separate those two decisions, you make life a lot easier. And my belief is that they were very thoughtful in 2006 and figured out a way to protect you all from having to vote on higher student fees. It's going to go on for inflation forever.
Also, I think
then you figure out how to spend it.
The students at the Urbana campus also have been back in session, I think, one less week than both the other schools.
What did you say?
We started a different time back from winter break, I believe. So we would have less time to organize and be able to make a response to something if it came up in the first week of classes than the second week of classes.
Okay.
And, Walt, can you shed any light on any of that?
That's a good answer.
Could I ask one more question, since we're just trying to get full understanding here? I gave my copy of the thing to you. In the student resolution, there is an expression at the end that urges the Board of Trustees to reject the $6 increase in the library IT assessment and the $7 increase in the AFMFA assessment. So if we were to hold off today, what would the students do? Have they not already expressed the opinion on this?
As someone who wasn't at the meeting, is it all right if I defer? I see him sitting right there, the president of student body. So I feel like he would know a little better than I would, considering that he was at the meeting. Would you like to make a comment on this? Is it appropriate? I don't know if it's appropriate.
There's only
or not.
One person who knows, and she's sitting to my right.
I think it's the chair's decision.
David's been very supportive and very thoughtful in his comments, and I think we'd welcome his input at this time. You don't have a PowerPoint, do you, or anything?
Well, since I didn't expect to say anything, I don't. Otherwise, I would, yes. What I'd say in response to Trustee Strobel's question is whether the students would be amenable to discussion of it. The discussion at the meeting about this item that was passed by the Student Senate last night revolved around the lack of student input in the process, not around I think there's certainly some contention and a bit of contention around the library IT fee that we'd like to have some discussion around that. The AFMFA assessment, there was not nearly as much contention around. My understanding was the major reason that this recommendation was put forward, which was that the Board of Trustees to reject this, was to allow for more time to allow for discussion of it. And I cannot call every member of the Student Senate right now and say, would you be amenable to these increases or greater increases or lesser increases? But my sense of the body from as the president of it is that the Student Senate is not trying to say that we're opposed, just opposed to any increase. That's not the point of this resolution. We're opposed to this increase because it was not, through an open, there was not the process at this time that was established for the students to give input. So I think that's my understanding, and I think the students, the Student Senate or another representative body, for example, the Student Fee Advisory Committee, or a different representative body of students, I think would be happy to take a look at these as well. So I think so that's my, in response to your question, Trustee Strobel. And
okay, now you're a witness.
But just a follow-up question. Were those involved aware that there was a policy in place that is a guideline for how the fees are established? It sounds like either they were not aware of that or they were disregarded, one or two.
And my response to that would be that they were unaware. I was not aware personally, and unless somebody else was aware of it and did not mention it at the meeting, which is possible but unlikely, my sense is that the students were not aware that there was such a policy.
But if you would speculate, if they knew that the policies were in place, would that affect their opinion?
That's a very good question. I think my speculation as the president of the Student Senate is that what the Student Senate really desired out of this message is to get some sort of voice in that decision-making process, similar to the general fee and service fee and health fee and some of the other fees. Whether that be through the Student Fee Advisory Committee or other means, I think that would be the general. That's my speculation.
So
it's now in the record.
So you believe that the opposition comes from the process, not the actual increase in fees. So do you think that once the students are informed about the policy, they would be interested in changing the actual policy? Or would the fact of knowing that there was a policy that students had input on, would that alleviate some of the tension that's